Now at 6, a coronavirus outbreak turns deadly at a skilled nursing facility in the East Bay. How top health officials in Alameda County will deal with other senior centers.
Plus, the Bay Area slowly flattening the curve, the trade-offs that we might have to make before we all get back to work.
Bernie was not just a candidate, he was an idea.
And in the midst of the pandemic, Bernie Sanders supporters taking another hit of bad news, how it will affect their votes come November. Our top story on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area. A deadly coronavirus outbreak in a nursing home in the East Bay. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bassita. Let's get right to KPIX 5's Joe Vasquez, who is live in Hayward. Joe?
Ken, Alameda County health officials now report 6 people have died in this nursing home behind me as a result of the coronavirus. This is the Gateway Care and Rehab Center in Hayward. Officials report a total of 59 people here at the Gateway have been infected with COVID-19. 35 residents and 24 staff members. Again, 6 people died among those residents. Moments ago, we talked to a man who says his wife is a nurse here. He says she is one of the staffers who tested positive.
My wife got diagnosed as positive, and she's now fully isolated at home, and I'm taking care of her. And then after she got diagnosed positive, the employer called, and then one of the employees, the supervisor, told my wife that, oh, you can still can come to work. And I said, no, I mean, this is like against the law, because we've been told that if you're diagnosed positive, you're supposed to be isolated.
Another facility less than 10 miles away down 880 also had an outbreak. East Bay Post Acute Center in Castro Valley reports 17 staff members and 9 residents have tested positive there. The Alameda County Public Health Department says it has set up a special task force to handle the nursing home outbreaks. We would like to know more about the nursing home outbreaks and the way that this task force is handling them, but we have not received a phone call back from the Public Health Department. As for the allegations made by that husband of the nurse, it's pretty shocking to hear that she was asked to come back here. We've not been able to get any answers from the nursing home either. We reached out to both of these facilities, in fact, but so far, no return phone calls. Reporting live, I'm Joe Vasquez, KPIX 5.
Bay Area and state leaders gave updates today on their respective fights against the pandemic. Governor Newsom said California just faced one of its deadliest days yet.
It was 68 individuals that passed away over the last 24 hours. We now have 442 individuals that have lost their lives tragically, 442 families torn asunder since this virus hit the state of California.
California has nearly 17,000 positive COVID-19 cases right now.
As of today, we have confirmed 676 cases of the coronavirus, and sadly, 10 people have passed away as a result of this disease.
That was San Francisco Mayor London Breed giving the update for her city. Today, she announced expanded mental health resources for first responders and all healthcare employees.
Well, the Bay Area might be slowly flattening the curve, but we're far from getting back to normal life for sure. KPIX 5's Wilson Walker on what needs to happen before restrictions can be lifted. Wilson?
Yeah, Ken, last night we were talking about how we have successfully flattened the curve. That saves us a lot of pain on the front end, but it pushes things out a little bit. And I'm sure a lot of you are asking the same question. If the end of the curve is in May, does that mean we kind of start moving back to normal? Well, best case scenario might be a little bit.
So we're working really hard right now trying to think about what would the signals be, what do we need to have in place in order to relax a little bit. That planning, it's not just underway here in our county. This is what's happening really across the world.
They are planning, but no answers yet. Even a flattened curve leaves us with the same problem we faced on day one.
Most of the people living in our community are still susceptible.
We're treading water until vaccine comes. Right? How do we replace shelter in place until vaccine comes? 10 months, 11 months, something like that.
UCSF's George Rutherford says while we are doing well, we are stuck. If we stop social distancing, the virus could come roaring back, especially in the fall. And as for herd immunity, that would require more than 70% of the population to have been infected.
With the attendant mortality rates that would bring, there's nothing that's going to protect the elderly if we try and get 70% of the population infected. You know, that's just not going to work.
Perpetual lockdown won't work either, so look for the summer to bring something in between. No ball games or concerts, but maybe a return to business on a smaller scale with ongoing precautions.
Wearing masks in public, maybe people who are older would be encouraged to stay home. Remember the governor's proclamation of mid-March. Take some seats out of the bars, take every other stool out of the bar, that kind of stuff.
Pick your sporting analogy. The challenge remains a long-term one.
So think of this as three football games. Okay, it's like the playoffs. So this is the first playoff game.
But I think that in general, this incident is a marathon, maybe even an ultra marathon. It's going to be a while.
Okay, back to the three football game playoff analogy. The upside is that he says we are well ahead in the third quarter of the first football game. So barring some unfortunate turnovers, we're going to do well in the first game. But two more games left to play. So, you know, patience may be still the key word. Live in San Francisco, Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Well, Bernie Sanders is now out of the Democratic race. KPIX 5's John Ramos got reaction from some of his supporters.
I'm Andrea Borba in San Francisco, where major changes began today to muni service throughout the city. It is this first day of a so-called 17-point muni service with reduced bus lines throughout the city of San Francisco to help fill the gap. The Golden Gate Transit District is stepping up to offer local service on major routes like Van Ness, Geary, Lombard, and Mission throughout the city, expanding from their typical commute service.
While we're certainly happy to provide this service, we do want to make sure that people are only using it for those essential trips.
Now, earlier this week, as many as 40% of muni operators were out, causing multiple complaints of overcrowding on muni buses, as shown here on the 38 Geary in a photo by a KPIX 5 viewer. Now, this expanded service from the Golden Gate Transit District on muni lines in the northern half of the city, that will primarily be Monday through Friday. There will be a few lines running into the Civic Center area that will also run on the weekends to help alleviate the pressure on muni, helped create more physical distance on the buses. But at the moment, it is only Monday through Friday. Live in San Francisco tonight, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Doing things on live TV that live TV wasn't built to do, but we move on with Senator Bernie Sanders, who is now out of the Democratic presidential race. That news puts many of Sanders' loyal supporters in the Bay Area in a tough spot. KPIX 5's John Ramos got reaction today from some of them.
The campus of UC Berkeley, this stronghold of support for the Bernie Sanders campaign, is deserted these days. It almost feels symbolic of the announcement that was made today. The senator from Vermont said he saw no path to victory and ended his campaign saying he didn't want it to interfere with the important work required of Americans in this difficult hour.
It was pretty sad, I think, just because, you know, he's a hero for a lot of us.
Amar Baiji is a Cal student living at home during the shelter in place. He says Sanders supporters were shocked at how other candidates dropping out of the race threw their support to Joe Biden, even though he was trailing in delegates at the time.
Honestly, we were a little bit angry just because, you know, it was sort of, I think, the moderates coming, coalescing together and kind of ganging up on us.
Steve Wolpert teaches political science at St. Mary's College and says that anger may be a problem for Biden if he struggles to get Sanders supporters to turn out for him in the general election.
And it makes it hard for them to wholeheartedly and enthusiastically support him, even though they want to defeat Trump as much as anyone else does in the Democratic Party. But they were never able to broaden their base beyond the roughly 30% or so of hardcore Sanders supporters.
But Cal student Sage Lanier thinks that kind of talk misses the point.
Bernie was not just a candidate, he was an idea.
She says Bernie supporters weren't just trying to elect a president. They were trying to change the world. And in a strange way, the coronavirus pandemic may help with that.
And we kept saying, we have to stop the system, we have to change it, and there was no way to do that. But literally, society is shut down right now. There's no movement at all right now. So I think coming out of this pandemic in the next couple of months, there's a huge opportunity to say, we're not going back to the way things were. We're doing things differently forever now.
At UC Berkeley, John Ramos, KPIX 5.
Bernie Sanders talking exclusively with Stephen Colbert tonight. You can watch The Late Show on KPIX 5 right after the 11 o'clock news.
Small businesses forced to close because of the coronavirus will still be able to pay their employees. The major bank just given the green light to give out small business loans again.
And Santa Cruz County officials are fed up. The area's biggest attraction now completely closed off to the public.